Okay, everybody, this here is the word of the king on Six Eyes Radio. And we're going to get started here shortly. And this is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang standing in for Tim Gruber. And we just hope everybody enjoys, especially if you called 424-243-9617. 9617, again, 424-243-9617. 9617, again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number 1, join the conversation, and you'll be able to give us your questions, comments, or anything like that. And here we go. Let's get this show started off.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
breathe. My heart's torn in pieces.
Kenneth Wolfgang with you on the Word of the King tonight, standing in for Evangelist Timothy Gruber, who will be bringing later to you a message called The Illuminati Game and Bible Prophecy. Stand tuned in for that. But for right now, we're going to play some music prior to that, and we hope everybody enjoys the music that we are going to give you tonight. Amen.
Bobby Jones, NSB, and the wonderful voice of Faith Eddie.
To this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
he
the
can miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you,
you
will
receive. About the situation, but with every test, every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken
heart. Gave me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just a bit
to my knees.
Can I get a witness in here? That you can lift your hands and pray. The good of them that love the Lord, called according to
Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they'll make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Love him like I do. Love him like I do. That's why I love him like I do. Love him like I do. Love, love him like I do.
I love him like I do. I love him like I do.
wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face, Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And sings to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say, no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Oh, My time zone, when my mind's gone and I'm flying home and I'm stressed out and I'm tempted to get that spy phone and go pull it up, but you know what's up and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something and I'm all another cuss.
All I need is you.
So hold me down like bed straps to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard. And you digging me when I'm eating you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. Keep me on that right path and the right math. It's you plus nothing's everything. You my everything. Same. You ain't gotta question my allegiance, cause the way you love me, I could never leave you. I need you.
By my side, taking thin, high and low, don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know. You're all I ever needed, you're all I ever needed. You, all I ever needed, you're all I ever needed.
How did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you offer this unconditional love. I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness, but often it's just you and me off in this valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this, but all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life ain't got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. Need is you. You slow me down cause you know me now, but my phony smile and I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile. Know what you do? You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less and I be wanting to show off and stunt. But there ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know.
You can always talk to me. Cause these days haven't been so happy. Haven't had much peace of mind. Now I know that I should be praying, but I haven't had much time. So could you tell me?
It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's praying time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me and say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Wherever your praying ground is, pray. Pray for me. When you steal away in your secret closet, pray for me. Oh, oh, oh. Please would you bow your heads and pray? Lord, you said in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, the children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter, break every yoke, undo the heavy burden. Go over yonder to that hospital and heal, Lord. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace in his mind and joy in his soul. Lord, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight. Send deliverance like a mighty hammer. Send it like a two-edged sword. Send the revival to America. And help us to come back to Pentecost. Back to our praying ground. Back to loving one another. Back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burdens. Bind us together everywhere. And make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us. With us and through us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are you brought us. What we know you taught us. And what we have you gave us. And what we are you made us. When you bow, when you bow, when.
My mind goes back a few years ago, back down in South Carolina. Me and my family, we lived there on a little old farm. And you know how it is sometimes when things get hard, y'all. Many days, mama don't know where the next meal is coming from. But this day, as we labored there in that old cotton field, after we'd work all day long, we didn't have no food to eat. You know how mother is, y'all. When her child is in trouble, mama's in trouble also. And that day, we sat there on this farm. And I saw the tears coming out of mother's eyes. And I went around my mother and I said, Mama, tell me what's wrong with you. And she said, Son, I've always tried provide for my family. But you know what happened, y'all? An old lady came along that day, and she told my mother, she said, you young in age now, and you not aware of what the law can do. But she said, if you would just go down to somebody's church and fall down on your knees and call Jesus, tell him, Lord, Lord, oh Lord, 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 I want you to make a way for me and for my family. But you know what, I went to my mother that day, I thought about what my father said. He said, son, if you hold on to Jesus' hand, he'll make it all right. I went to her this day and I told her, mama, don't worry about it, because I told her, better days are coming.
grace. It's
out on the ocean.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water.
My God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, Come on, use your key. Use your key.
His power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Come on, tell me this. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Understand, there is power,
there is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is power,
there is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say it, break every chain.
Okay, just bear with us a moment. We're having just a small technical difficulty, but we'll have your message here very shortly. Amen. We'll just get it here for you. Just be patient with us. We'll have it very shortly for you here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. The Word of the King on Tuesday night, and we're getting you
my music list.
Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here with the Word of the King. A Holiness Bible is in the line. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
I would read to you, dear listener, an excerpt on a website. Order game. How did the inventor know in 1995 the three events prior to the 9/11 attacks, how did he know also the correct plan in the near future? Why do his cards predict the appearance of Antichrist and the rapture as the last two events of the Illuminati plan? The New World Order is coming. Are you ready? Don't you understand what this New World Order really is and how it is being gradually implemented? You will be able to see it progressing in your daily news. Learn how to protect yourself, your loved ones. Stand by for insight so subtly you will never look at the news the same way again. You are now on the cutting edge. In 1990, role-playing inventor Steve Jackson was playing his newest game, which he would often call the Illuminati. New World Order game. Or INWO for short. Jackson was creating a game that would hit very, very close to home, very close to the actual plan of the Illuminati to propel the world into the New World Order, also known as the Kingdom of Antichrist. As we can assure you, Jackson issued playing cards, three of which foretold the events of 9/11, three of which correctly predict future events just ahead of us, as two to correctly foretell the last two events that the Bible foretells will occur during the final birth pang that will produce Antichrist. How did Steve Jackson know the Illuminati plan so precisely? In fact, he knew the plan so exactly he got a surprise visit from a Secret Service who tried their best to shut him down and prevent him from publishing his game. As you will see from viewing excerpts of Jackson's account of the raid, they were very interested in his file entitled USBS. Let us listen to Jackson's account of the raid. If you go to this website, now I would just like to interject here, if you go to the website, there's a link up there, www.sjgames.com/ss/. And you can click on that link there, and you can listen to this account given by Jackson of this Secret Service coming his way. Continuing on here, the author, cutting edge, has quote here, on the morning of March 1st, 1990, without warning, a force of armed Secret Service agents, accompanied by Austin police and at least one civilian expert from the phone company, occupied the offices of Steve Jackson Games and began to search for computer equipment. The home, the writer of GURPS Cyberpunk, was also raided. A large amount of equipment was seized, including four computers, two laser printers, some loose hard disks, and a great deal of assorted hardware. One of the computers was the one running the Illuminati BBS. The company, SJ Games, fought back in court and finally won, and nearly went under financially. The investigation zeroed in on fraud supposedly committed by the company regarding the hacker activity and the fact that the company promoted the hacker's newsletter. Brack, however, this is so flimsy that it makes no common sense. In fact, the affidavit made so little sense that a judge threw the case out, awarding SJ Games $50,000 plus $250,000 attorney fees. This is a lot of taxpayers' money to pay for a stupid, nonsensical case. It does highlight the fact that our luminous government, the Secret Service, then run by President George Bush Sr., was worried about something that SJ Games wanted to, and cooked up a reason to invade their offices and confiscate their materials. We think, after you review these materials, you will believe, as do I, that the real reason the Secret Service invaded SJ Games was to shut them down so they could not produce the game, Illuminati, New World Order, short INWO. It revealed too much of the plan, still 11 years in the future. Give me the judge. Illuminati, New World Order, INWO, game. White Magic Occultist, David Vicky. Again, the author has two links here, just under Illuminati, New World Order, and INWO game. White Magic Occultist, David Vicky, has pulled 400 cards became contained. And he selected these cards because they significantly tell the story of the Illuminati to produce wars, the panics, the epidemics, and to produce Antichrist. This game was in the beginning stages in 1990 and was finally published in 1995. Becoming a bestseller. As Steve Jackson said on his website, in 1994, he reworked the old faith of Illuminati to jump on the trading card bandwagon. INWO, Illuminati, New World Order, became the company's biggest hit yet, and its first million-dollar ship. In fact, the INWO won the 1995 Origins Award for Best Card Game. With these dates in mind, let us now hang these nine pertinent cards in order. To discuss them, demonstrating how completely and thoroughly they accurately tell the Illuminati prophetic plan to produce Antichrist, you will now see several factors. First, the Illuminati produced a plan that exactly fulfills Bible prophecy. Second, the last two cards shown are in their correct sequence and the sequence in which Sandy has presented them. First, rewriting history. Jesus foretold an unprecedented deception in the end of the age. Jesus warned, "Take heed, no man deceive you." Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24, verse 11. There shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that it will be possible that you will see the very elect. Matthew 24, verse 24. The Illuminati realized they had to deceive an entire population of people to have any hope whatsoever of achieving their covenant, New World Order. They realized that the public schools were graduating students who read too well, too widely, and communicated too well. These students generally distrusted big government and governmental authority. Clearly, the Illuminati had to gain control of the public school system from the foundation upward and had any hope of instituting a world government that would serve the New Age Masonic Christ. As early as 1911, the Illuminati began buying textbook writing companies, so they owned them all after World War I. Once they got control of textbooks, they gradually began to dumb down the curricula and rewrite history. Today, students of public schools since World War II received increasingly inferior educations, until now the population is largely academically inferior as political herds of sheep and religiously ignorant of the truth of Jesus Christ. David Icke's correct selecting this card or showing it first, rewriting history was the first step to achieving the New World Order. And if you go up to this website, if I may interject here, listener, if you go up to this website, you look at this post, and I'm reading from it, www.cuttingedge.org. They actually have the picture, the portrayal of the card. You can see for yourself as it is found in the game. And sure enough, first one, first card you'll see there to the left side of the screen, rewriting history. At the bottom of the card, it says, requires media or Illuminati action. Continuing on, again, the author, Cutting Edge, there's a nuke. This card is one of the most shocking of all, especially in light of the fact that this game first hit specialty stores in 1995. How in the world did Steve Jackson know that the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, were going to be attacked? If I could just interject, the reason the author, Cutting Edge, asked that question, dear listener, is because, again, to the left, you'll see a picture of this car, as it is in the game, top parachute. And sure enough, below that is a portrayal of what looks exactly like the Twin Towers just getting hit at the very heart. The first one getting hit first. The one to the right getting hit before the one to the left, signifying how the one got hit before the other. And as the author here will go on to declare, it's also interesting to see out the left-hand corner of that portrayal. You see what looks like an Illuminati symbol. Anyways, again, the author concerning this card. Terrorist Luke, this card is one of the most shocking of all, especially in light of the fact that this game first hit the specialty stores in 1995. Power of the World to Steve Jackson wrote the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center were going to be attacked. In fact, this card accurately depicted the World Trade Center attack in great detail. This card accurately depicts several facts of 9/11 on cards created all the way back in 1995. The picture accurately depicts that one tower was going to be struck first. The picture accurately depicts the moments between the first tower striking the second. The picture accurately depicts that the plane's impact is some distance from the top of the twin towers. The plane hit in its approximate area of the first tower. How the world to see Jackson know this fact? The car accurately depicts the Illuminati leadership by showing on the building to the extreme left of the car a luminous pyramid with an all-seeing eye in the middle. The luminous pyramid with the all-seeing eye in the middle, if I may interject here, listener, that's the same exact pyramid symbol that has been on the U.S. dollar currency for some time. The author goes on. So this card, the caption at the top properly identifies the perpetrators of the attack as terrorists. However, what does the caption to this card mean? It says, terrorist nuke. Now what could this possibly mean? Twin towers were not destroyed by a terrorist nuclear device, or were they? In our article on the Bali Blast, we noted that the scientific data that suggested the hotel was taken down by a micro-nuclear device of about 0.10 kilotons. One can only ask, was a micro-nuclear device used at the base of the Twin Towers as well? That kind of small but nuclear explosion would account for the sudden manner the reinforced concrete and steel shell simply crumbled into dust as it fell. That kind of nuclear explosion will also explain the tremendous heat that stayed at ground zero for several months after 9/11. As we head into the planned terrorist attacks and attendant panics, we have to remain cognizant that a micro-nuke device might be the real culprit for some of these attacks. Third card, the author, image, Pentagon. When I saw this card, immediately after seeing the Twin Tower picture, my blood froze. Unless one had advanced knowledge of the Illuminati plan, there was no way on Earth that they would have been able to create pictures in 1995 that accurately depict the unfolding events of 9/11. The Pentagon is shown on fire. We know that a plane allegedly flew into a section of the Pentagon and nearly burned that section completely. However, the rest of the Pentagon was undamaged to the point where its functions continued unabated. Isn't this the situation depicted here? This card shows a fire burning mightily in the center courtyard of the Pentagon, but the rest of the building looks undamaged enough so that normal activities can continue unimpeded. Thus, these two cards literally depict both the strikes on 9/11 against the Twin Towers first and then against the Pentagon. This kind of accuracy 6 years before the attacks is possible, only if one knows the Illuminati plan very thoroughly. The fourth card, population control. Even though the heading on this card says population reduction, the scene depicted shows clearly the Twin Towers under attack, with the Twin Towers under attack and the cops of them hidden by the black smoke. Again, the Twin Towers under attack and the tops of them hidden by the black smoke. The New York Empire State Building is again the tallest building in the city. Further, notice that the smoke is shaped in the form of a demon's face. This is highly significant for several reasons. During the filming of the actual fire pouring forth from the Twin Towers, several cameras caught what seemed to be a demon's face in the smoke. If I may interject just for a moment, dear listener. Of course, there's the card on the left, and on the right-hand side of the screen, there's an actual depiction from, like, an actual photo that it was taken. And seriously, you can see exactly what this author, this post, is talking about. When he talks about the portrayal of a demon, I mean, a devil's face. This is Thomas Whitney for several reasons, the author says. Again, during the actual fire, Corey broke the Twin Towers, several cameras caught what seemed to be a facing snow. While most people were discounting the face purely coincidental, two former Satanists called me within a couple of hours after those pages were released, telling me that those faces looked exactly like demons they had seen during a ritual when demons physically manifest themselves in this dimension. Cisco Wheeler further said, some of the most powerful demons in Satan's kingdom were known as fire demons. And what could be the demons of the ancient peoples, including Jews, sacrificed their children to Moloch? It appeared that these demon faces might be proof of what I have been saying, but the attack was a fire ritual sacrifice carried out by the Illuminati. This attack on the Twin Towers also was a perfect satanic fire sacrifice, as we detail in News 1541. Many pictures abound on 9/11 that show the demon's face in the fire, high up on the Twin Towers. This was not a coincidental phenomenon. The fact that this card shows the demon face in the smoke of the Twin Towers in 1995 demonstrates the Illuminati plan to make the Twin Towers a fire sacrifice that would call fire demons. This card predicted it, and the demons manifested themselves through the fire since Waco, Oklahoma City, were fire sacrifices, so was the attack on the Twin Towers. This card depicts a symbolic connection between the attack on the Twin Towers in New York City with the global plan of the Illuminati to effect a dramatic change in population. What possible connection could there be? This card may be telling us that the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center Twin Towers is the opening blow in the campaign to dramatically reduce global population. We know already that the 9/11 attack was the opening blow to begin the final birth pang stage to allow Antichrist to appear on the world scene as he strides out of the snow, dust, and debris of World War III. Now, this card seems to be telling us that the attack on the Twin Towers is the opening salvo in the final stage of population reduction. Since the goal is to dramatically reduce population by 4 billion people, exactly the level predicted in the Book of Revelation, we should not be too surprised to learn that the judgments foretold of the four hosts here are now only in lies and in near daily news. What are these judgments? First, sore, war, World War III. Second, hunger, famine, clearly on the horizon. Death, what does it mean? Plague, pestilence. I guess I need to reference to the Amplified Bible commentary. Let me just clarify that the Holy Bible is supplied. We do not have any allegiance whatsoever to an Amplified Bible. But nonetheless, fourth, peace of the field. Strong's number 2226 literally means living being. This could refer to the many living pathogens about to be released upon Europe, like the AIDS virus, according to Revelation 6:8, which is in his Bible. Center for Disease Control, as its action, the CDC, and this is the fifth card here, it has on it, Center for Disease Control. The author declares, as its action, the CDC can supply relief to one devastated location. And the author is actually quoting, this is actually what is on the card now. This is what's on the card. That's the top, Center for Disease Control, and below the portrayal, the little artwork there, it has inside this pink square, and this is what's in there. This is what you read on the card. Center for Disease Control, as its action, the CDC can supply relief to one devastated location. If the CDC makes a direct attack to a place and use biological warfare, it gets a plus 15 to its attack. Don't you find it highly interesting that this game foresees, now this is the author again, at the edge. Don't you find it highly interesting that this game foresees the CDC creating and launching a biological attack on a place? In the earlier part of this article, we posted the very important question as to who would launch a smallpox attack upon us. If Iraq, North Korea, Al-Qaeda, Syria, or other rogue states are unable to launch or deny smallpox attack, this card seems authorities will undoubtedly accuse you of Iraq terrorists for this smallpox attack. Truly, a sophisticated attack were made on our cities with a violent terror weapon. A thinking American citizen would have to realize that we, the Russians, and the Americans possess the capability of inflicting this attack. Remember when 11 of the world's top scientists in the field of DNA and fighting infectious diseases started dropping dead almost exactly a year ago? Read Music 1592. At the moment, the CDC is supposedly struggling with bioterror attacks. The top scientists will no longer be able to do either of the following actions. Use their expertise to fight this disease. Use their expertise to alert the world that only the U.S. and the Russians have the capability of inflicting this type of bioterror attack. None of these scientists will be able to blow the whistle. The sixth card, epidemic. Again, this is what's on the card. Epidemic. Disaster. This is an attack which destroys any place. It does not require an action. It is power. It's 13. It's not an instant attack. If the attack succeeds, the target is devastated. Now, the author put in extra comments. The wording of this card, not an instant attack, seems to imply that the attack will occur silently, with people getting sick at different times well after the attack. This warning seems perilously close to the New World Order plan. And he has a quote, the author of this site here has a quote from emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola. And this report went on to say that the experiment was considered a partial failure because they got a slow-acting virus rather than a fast one. They were originally looking for fast-acting killers. Robert, except that quick viruses are, of course, worthless. Because there are too many to defend against. I mean, a very fast-acting virus is not any good. Cold Springs Harbor put out a big thing on MMMP, that is, the maximally monstrous malignant virus. Dr. Howard's clearly believes that the plan calls for a slow-acting virus, one that will begin to kill people at different times after the initial infection. We encourage you to read News 1752 for a complete explanation of the plan and the use of infectious disease to dramatically reduce global population and the historical fact that vaccinations have already been used to kill tens of millions of people. The seventh card that they have up here, and again, this is what is on the card, combined disasters. Combined disasters. The author comments, once again, how can this be better role playing games? No back. In addition to planned attacks on 9/11 and infectious diseases, the Illuminati has a myriad of other planned disasters that, when combined, they will sow panic, the peoples of the world, but they will allow their liberties to be taken away and their freely elected leaders to be abolished. What did Jesus preach? Men is hearts, filling them with fear, Luke 21:26 in the King James Bible. What are the types of planned disasters the Illuminati has planned in combination? First, wars. World War III will be comprised of three wars. Middle East, the Iraq attack, the likely trigger. Will China come to the aid of Saddam by triggering wars elsewhere? Korean Peninsula. And North Korea attacks the South of conventional weapons. And China takes its side, causing a human missile type crisis. Again, Korean Peninsula. As North Korea attacks the South of conventional weapons, and China takes its side, causing a human missile type crisis. These are all different scenarios. China invades Taiwan. Terrorist attack cities, unprecedented earthquakes, economic collapse, supernatural scenes from the heavens. Bill Cooper sums all this combined threat up very nicely and succinctly. Listen, this is from Behold the Pale Horse, pages 177 and 78. Can you imagine what will happen if Los Angeles is hit with a 9.0 earthquake, New York City destroyed by a terrorist planted atomic bomb? World War III breaks out in the Middle East. the banks and stock markets collapse. Extraterrestrials land on the White House lawn. Dude disappears from the markets. Some people disappear. The Messiah presents himself in the world. And all in a very short period of time, can you imagine? The world power structure can and will, if necessary, make some or all of these things happen to bring about the new world order.
August 18, 1991,
I was sneaking to a major seminar at the Boston House of Theosophy. Harold Pioneer, the very logical explanation as to why so many people were going to be suddenly snatched out of this dimension. Read News 1052. The fact that the rapture card is depicted in this deck of playing cards to this day, and erased, last in order by the white magic practitioner, David, speaks volumes about the fact back in 1995, Steve Jackson ruined the entire planet, the Illuminati. They knew that after Antichrist demise, tens of millions of people worldwide are going to be taken in the rapture. The Illuminati has already spun the lie that will slay this event to their followers. Conclusion. This real playing game called the Illuminati New World Order, or INWO, is spinning up proof that the Illuminati planned to produce Antichrist as well known in certain circles in 1995 when the game was distributed. Too many details are presented by these cards, too close to the actual event to be accidental. The game depicts the events of 9/11 quite accurately, and it depicts the planned events of violent terror that are filling our daily news. Whenever you doubt that a global conspiracy could or did exist, you can doubt no longer. This game demonstrates both the existence of the conspiracy and its main details. Suddenly, I get a feeling of the immediacy of the eternal, don't you? Are you spiritually ready? Is your family? Are you out there protecting your loved ones? This is the reason for this ministry. To enable you to first understand the peril facing you and then help you to develop strategies to warn and protect your loved ones. Once you have been thoroughly trained, you can also use your knowledge as a means to open the door of discussion with an unseen person. I've been able to use it many times and have seen people come to Jesus Christ as a result. These perilous times are also a time when we can reach many souls for Jesus Christ, making an eternal difference. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but have been very lukewarm in your spiritual walk with Him, you need to immediately ask Him for forgiveness and for renewal. He will instantly forgive you and fill your heart with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Then you should begin a daily walk of prayer and personal Bible study. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, but have come to realize His reality and the approach to the end of the age, or to accept His free gift of eternal life, you can also do so now in the privacy of your home. Once you accept Him as Savior, you are spiritually born again and are as sure as if you were already there. And you can rest assured that the King of Antichrist will not touch you spiritually. If you would like to be born again, go to our salvation page now. Then again, dear listener, don't even turn to their salvation page. As you can see right now, the Word of God says, Revelation 21, verse 8, that the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and homeowners, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars from their part in the lake which burnt with fire, brimstone, which is the second death. Jesus said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. For all sin will come short of the glory of God. But God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thus we then being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. That we're being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And by grace are you saved through faith, but not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear listener, and thou shalt be saved, or else it is written, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Repent, turn to God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. All we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. Cursed. Everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all here it is. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye, believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal.
to him through faith in Jesus Christ. His death, burial, resurrection alone. By grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Until next time, God bless you and yours.
All right, and that there was our message by Evangelist Timothy Gruber. If everybody enjoyed that, if you have any questions and you have called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, just press the number 1, let us know. And we'll just give you a chance to ask any questions you have. All right, and so we see there's nobody ready to ask any questions, so for tonight, we're just going to say God bless everybody, and we'll catch you later for next week on the Word of the King. You could join us again, of course, 8 o'clock p.m. on Tuesdays, and we'll catch you tomorrow night for the Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless, and catch you later.